You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 John chapter 2, verse 3 to 6. Now, by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, "I know him," and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. You know, sometimes we think that the burden of proof is on the side of God. We want God to prove himself that he is in our life. Some people go and pray. They say, "God, are you with me? If you are with me, show yourself. Speak a word to me. Do this to me." No, brethren, look at what the scripture says. It says, "Now by this we know that we know him." We can know that we know him. It is not pride. You can know that you know God. How do you know? If we keep his commandments. If you keep the teachings of Christ, then you know him. If Jesus says, "Love your neighbor, love your enemies," you will love them. If he says, "Do good to them that hate you," you will do good. If he says, "Pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you," you will do same. If he says, "Bless them that curse you," you will do the same. If he says, "Love your wife as Christ loved the church," you will do the same. If he says, "Wives, submit to your own husband in all things as unto the Lord," you will do the same. You won't even question him. Can you question the Lord? Will you call somebody your Lord and still question him? You know, many people don't know the meaning of Lord. When you say Jesus is Lord, when you say Jesus is your Lord, that means that he is somebody you cannot question. You see, you can ask Jesus questions, but you cannot question Jesus. He is your Lord. You don't question your Lord. You don't call somebody your Lord and question that person. You simply obey that person. You simply know that the word of that person is a law, and that word is final. He is Lord. That is why he is Lord. He is called Lord because he must be Lord. So the scripture says, if we keep his commandment, we know we are in him. He said, "He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandment is a liar, and the truth is not in him." You know, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." Did you know if you are truly in Jesus, you will walk in that commandment? Your life will be about the expression of the love of Jesus to brethren. It's not about, have we made it? Have we broken through? Oh, we are hustling. You know, we have made Christianity about money, about having money. It's no longer about loving one another as Jesus commanded us. He said, "A new commandment I give to you." He didn't say a new advice. He didn't say a new opinion I express to you. He said, "A new commandment I give unto you." The Bible says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly." How does it dwell in you richly? Through obedience. The word that you are not obeying is not dwelling in you. He says, if you are not keeping his commandment, you are a liar, and the truth is not in him. He said, but whoever keep his word, just in case, when you see the word commandment, you may be saying, "Oh, are we to keep? Is it what commandment he's talking about?" No. He said, whoever keeps his word, truly, the love of God is perfected in him. He says, by this we know that we are in him. You can know whether you are in him. Don't bother asking, "Oh, is he with you? Is he not with you?" No, the question is, are you with him? You can know. You can test yourself. Based on this scripture now, you can simply say 100%, "I know God," or "I don't know God." By this we know that we are in him. You can be sure whether you are in God or you are not in God. It's very simple. It's very straightforward. He said, he who says he abides in him, if truly you are in him, ought himself also to walk just as he walked. If you are truly in Jesus, do you know how we will know? You will be walking like Christ. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy. Jesus comes.